Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all. 2 Corinthians 2:3. The Apostle Paul, who penned this letter to the Corinthian church, had a desire that his joy would indeed be the joy of them all. The church of Christ must have joy. The church is the saved in Christ Jesus. We have been redeemed and forgiven of sin by obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. By baptism we are in Christ. Therefore we are to have joy. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 3:1. So important was this admonition to the church at Philippi that Paul repeated it to them. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, Philippians 4:4. The joy of the Christian is in Jesus Christ. We are not to seek joy from the world, for such will not be found, and if found, will not be lasting. The world is a place of negative influence. The world is a dwelling place of sin. Sin does not bring joy. The psalmist knew the source of true joy. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Psalms 89:16. In Christ we are to be joyful all the day without any interruption, because God has exalted us in his righteousness. We have been reborn and renewed through Christ's sacrifice and offering for us. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalms 97:12. Our joy is found in our holiness as God, through our obedience, has created us in his holiness, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, Ephesians 4:24. Joy is found as we become the citizens of God's kingdom. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, Romans 14:17. Joy is one of the divine virtues that are brought forth in our relationship with God. But the fruit of the Spirit is joy, Galatians 5:22. The new life in Christ brings joy to the heart and life to the believer. We are clothed with divine attributes. As Solomon dedicated the house that he built for God, he declared, "Let thy saints rejoice in goodness." 2 Chronicles 6:41. Our eyes have not seen Christ, but our hearts believe, and we rejoice. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter 1:8. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.